From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Security Council holds an urgent meeting this week on continuing violence in western Myanmar that has forced 370,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee to neighboring Bangladesh. The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday and was requested by Britain and Sweden on Monday. The UN's human rights chief referred to the treatment of the Rohingya as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. He told the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva his office has received numerous reports and satellite imagery of Myanmar security forces and local militias carrying out killings and burning entire Rohingya villages in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Some Florida residents began returning to their homes after Hurricane Irma. Officials warned that the recovery would be frustrating and lengthy. President Trump said the devastation was far greater than anyone thought. Irma has left more than 6 million Florida homes without power, and the Keys have been described as a war zone. The storm has killed at least 40 people. French President Emmanuel Macron promised a fast, exemplary reconstruction of the Caribbean islands of St. Martin and St. Bartholomew. Both islands were struck by Hurricane Irma. Pascal Davies has more.
Macron promising a large-scale rebuild in the battered islands and says a return to normal life is the priority. According to a provisional tally, Irma killed 10 people on the French-speaking St. Bartholomew and in the French part of St. Martin.
Relief efforts for the region have stepped up since Sunday, with France and the Netherlands sending in military units. This is VOA News.